Jesus' name we pray. A loud amen. Before you sit down, I'd like you to prophesy into the life of seven persons. Say, my friend, this year you will possess the unimaginable. In the name of Jesus, prophesy to seven persons. You possess the unimaginable. Amen. Don't sit down. Prophesy again to the life of seven persons. Say, because of you, your family will not know poverty. In the name of Jesus, prophesy to the life of seven persons. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Don't sit down. Prophesy in the life of seven persons again. Say, since God cannot fail, you shall not fail this year. In the name of Jesus. Shout it loud, hallelujah. Bless up and say, God bless you. Amen. This evening, by the grace of God, we're looking at what I call the mystery of first fruit offerings. The mystery of first fruit offering. That's what we're looking at here tonight. And for those who have been asking questions, it's good for you to listen very carefully now. The mystery of first fruit offering. The first thing I'd like to tell you is this. When we're talking about wealth and prosperity, in God's way, there are 13 major keys to key into wealth and prosperity God's way. And like I've been telling you here for the past 3 weeks, that according to the promise of God for the Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries, members of this church are supposed to be the richest Christians around. There are principles we must follow to key into that prosperity. But when you are talking about world prosperity, as far as God is concerned, there are 13 major keys that can open the door to you. Some keys are more powerful than the other. And some keys have a slightly different function than that of the other. Let me quickly go through those 13 keys now. The first key is make God your friend. Because God is under no obligation to start to bless his enemies. In fact, the Bible says, say ye unto the wicked, he shall be ill with him. That's what the Bible says. So make God your friend. That's key number one. Anyone who is living in any known sin is an enemy of God. Key number two. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. That's what the Bible says. Seek ye first that kingdom. When you get the kingdom, you get all the other additionals. That's why the psalmist says, I have been young and now I'm old. I've not yet seen the righteous being forsaken or his children begging bread. The righteous can never be forgotten. His children can never beg for bread. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and righteousness. All other things shall be added unto you. There is nobody who sought the kingdom and got it and was a poor man. This is just not possible unless you really did not seek it 100%. Key number 3. Go out of your way to be a blessing to others. Go out of your way to be a blessing to others. The children of the generous never go poor. Go out of your way to be a blessing to others. All those who were mightily blessed in the Bible were men and women who went out of their ways to go and be a blessing unto others. Key number 4. Pay your tithe faithfully. Pay it faithfully. In fact, it is safer to overpay. Key number 5. Become an incurable giver. When God makes things available to you, don't hoard them. Give it out. There is no point in you having 200 shirts at home when there are some people who don't have one that you can give. Give. And the more you give, the more it comes back to you. I want you to understand this very, very well. These are principles of wealth operations. 6. Give your offering faithfully. You give your offering, but you pay your tithe. The tithe is a debt. Doesn't belong to you, it's God's money. That one is to be paid. But offering you give systematically, like we discussed last week. 7. Sow seeds. That is what you call seed offering. If you want to know more about that, you can buy the tape, The Mystery of Seed Offering. 8. Take care of the poor. Take care of the poor. The Bible says, he that takes care of the poor shall never lack. 9. Pray wealth releasing and wealth transfer prayers. Pray wealth releasing and wealth transfer prayers. 10. Work hard. Work hard. 11. Avoid being a debtor. That is, avoid debt. And 12. Invest with the wisdom of God. If you want to invest, make sure that you have the wisdom of God in investment. And key number 13. Pay your first fruit offering. And this is where we want to key in here tonight. We start our journey. It's a long journey. We start our journey from Exodus chapter 34. Exodus chapter 34. Exodus 34 verse 26. Exodus 34:26. It's good to open your Bibles there so that you can see these things for yourself. 34:26. The first of the first fruits of thy land thou shalt bring unto the house of the Lord thy God. I read it again. The first of the first fruits of thy land thou shalt bring into the house of the Lord thy God. So the first thing you learn about first fruit offering there is that it must be brought to the house of God. You bring it to the house of God. In Leviticus chapter 23 from verse 10. Leviticus 23 verse 10. Speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, when ye be come into the land which I give unto you and shall reap the harvest thereof, then you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruit of your harvest unto the priest, and he shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted for you on the morrow after the Sabbath. The priest shall wave it. So you can see that the offering here covers things like barley, corn. Even up to that level, the Lord says, I want the first fruit. In the same Leviticus 23, look at the verse 16. Verse 16. Even unto the morrow, after the seventh Sabbath, shall ye number 50 days, and ye shall offer a new meat offering unto the Lord. Ye shall bring out of your habitation two wave loaves of 2 10 this. They shall be of fine flour. They shall be baked with leaven. They are the first fruits unto the Lord. Even unto things like wheat, the Lord is asking for first fruit. In Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 4. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 4. It says this. The first fruit also of thy corn, of thine wine, of thine oil, and the first of the fleece of thy sheep shall thou give him. Now it has gone to oil, to wine, to sheep. The Lord wants to see that nobody escapes from the blessings unless you want to escape. In Leviticus chapter 19, Leviticus chapter 19, look at verse 23. Leviticus 19, 23. And when you shall come into the land, and shall have planted all manner of trees for food, then you shall count the fruit thereof as uncircumcised. 3 years shall it be as uncircumcised unto you. It shall not be eaten of. But in the 4th year, all the fruit thereof shall be holy, to praise the Lord with her. And in the 5th year, ye shall eat of the fruit thereof, that it may yield unto you the increase thereof. I am the Lord your God. Even new trees, the first fruit have to be given. For the first 3 years, 4 years, you just leave it alone, so that you can have an increase. Go back to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 26, verse 2. Deuteronomy 26, 2. That thou shalt take of the first of all the fruit of the earth, which thou shalt bring of thy land that the Lord thy God hath given thee, and shalt put it in a basket, and shalt go unto the place which the Lord thy God shall choose to place his name there. You take that your first fruit, you put it in a basket. Then verse 3, and thou shalt go unto the priest that thou shalt be in those days. And then you will say something unto that priest. Say, I profess this day unto the Lord thy God, that I am come unto the country which the Lord sware unto our fathers for to give us. And the priest shall take the basket out of thy hand and set it down before the altar of the Lord thy God. The priest will stand, you will hand it over to the priest. Hand it over to the priest. And thou shalt speak and say before the Lord thy God, a Syrian ready to perish was my father. So Abraham was from Syria, and he went down to Egypt and sojourned there with a few, and became there a nation great, mighty, and populous. And the Egyptians evil entreated us and afflicted us and laid upon us hard bondage. And when we cried unto the Lord our fathers, the Lord heard our voice and looked on us, on our affliction, our labor, and our oppression. And the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand, and with an outstretched arm, and with great terribleness, and with signs, and with wonders. And he had brought us unto this place, and had given us this land, even a land that flowed with milk and honey. And now, behold, I have brought the first fruit of the land which thou, O Lord, hast given me, and thou shalt set it before the Lord thy God, and worship before the Lord thy God, and thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God has given unto thee. So there you see the procedure with the first fruit in the hand. When you give it to the priest, he will speak. Say, Father, this was the kind of person I was before. I didn't have a job before. I was a child of the devil. But you delivered me. And now I'm here. You provided for me this job, this business. So I'm bringing you the first fruit, and you worship the Lord. You cannot put it down without talking. You must say something. It is a process, a procedure. In Numbers chapter 18, verse 12. Numbers 18:12 asks this to say, Numbers 18:12. Listen very carefully to this. Numbers 18:12. All the best of the oil, all the best of the wine, and of the wheat, the first fruit of them which they shall offer to the Lord, them have I given thee. The best of the oil. So the first fruit is to be the very best of their kind. Meaning now that if your business is to sell clothes, plenty of clothes, say, I don't know how to give first fruit offering. Take the best. Sell it. Bring that one out of what you have. If you don't know what to do. In Ezekiel chapter 48, verse 14. Ezekiel 48, verse 14. Ezekiel 48, 14 says this. And they shall not sell of it, neither exchange, nor alienate the first fruits of the land, for it is holy unto the Lord. The first fruit is holy unto the Lord. Now let's read two key passages more before I now begin to pass some comments. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9. If you don't know any passage in this teaching, this is the one to know and to memorize. This is Solomon teaching his children wisdom. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9, it says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thine increase. Then what will be the result if you do that? So shall thy barn be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. That is, there will be an explosion, an increase, a promotion when you give the first fruit to the Lord. The issue of first fruit offering is not compulsory. It is only for those who want explosion, for those who want supernatural abundant increase. It's for those who want the Lord to enlarge their coast. But anybody who wants to die poor shouldn't bother. So it's for those who want that expansion, the explosion. Now in Romans chapter 11, verse 16, and this is a very, very important passage. Romans chapter 11, verse 16. Romans 11, 16. Romans 11, 16 says, for if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. That is, when you bring out a first fruit from your offering, the rest is now consecrated by the Lord. That one that you took out as first fruit now confers holiness unto the other that are left. It will consecrate the whole, that bit that you took out of it. Because it says, if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. Let me go to some hard facts now about first fruit offering. And I'm going to give this out slowly so that you can understand what we're saying. I know there are people here today who want supernatural explosion in their businesses, in their life this year. If you are that person, shout a loud hallelujah. Then you must take this to heart. Statement number one, giving our first to God means that we are giving Him our most cherished. The most cherished we are giving to Him. And God appreciates that a lot. It's hard, but it shows that you love God. Two, first fruit represents a commitment by God to us and by us also to Him. So once you commit yourself to it, God is committed to do you good. Those who are very wise, since we have been saying February, what they will do? First of all, they just look for something that they will spend in January so that they don't touch that January income at all. But for those who have not planned for that, once you take your transport fare out of your money, give the rest to the Lord as first fruit. For those who have daring faith, they don't bother about anything, they just give the Lord everything. Three, first fruit symbolizes that God is our priority. God becomes our priority. I want you to understand that one. Number four, under the law, all the firsts belong to God. So it's an ancient secret of prosperity that we have missed in this generation. And it has been affecting us negatively. So what we're saying is that first fruit is really about who comes first in your life. That's why if you read your Bible very, very carefully, believers themselves are called first fruit offering. The Spirit is called a first fruit. Christ himself is called the first fruit of them that live it. All this we call the first, their property of the Almighty. So the first fruit that signifies that which is best and offered to God without hesitation, without reservation, is a declaration that you love God and you are ready to do anything for Him. Five, the first fruit is a lesson on deliverance, asking you to release your Ishmael so that your Isaac can come. Six, the first fruit is a lesson on dependence. Dependence. Say, Father, I'm doing this, I'm going to depend on you. And it's a new way of understanding stewardship. Seven, the first fruit offering ensures a future harvest. It ensures a future harvest. But if you don't give it, there will be no future harvest. This is a revelation that needs to be clear to our spirit. Statement number 8. The first fruit represents a part of the whole. That is, once you give the first fruit salary for this year now, it's like you have given the rest of your salary for the 11 months to God and is sanctified, the enemy will not be able to touch that one. So when that part, that first part is offered to the Lord, the remaining part is holy unto the Lord. That part you gave will sanctify the rest. It will sanctify the entire lump that is left. Now, first fruit in Hebrew, the original word is what we call Bikurim. Bikurim is B-I-K-K-U-R-I-M. Bikurim. Bikurim means the promise to come. The promise to come. So once that first fruit is given, you ignite the promise of God into your life. And then God will begin to work wonders in your finances and in your prosperity. Just as God wants firstborns in the Bible, and he wants all the firstborns to be dedicated to him, which is why we have had that firstborn deliverance on that day too. Because a lot of firstborns are supposed to be dedicated to God, but many of the firstborns have been dedicated to any other thing apart from God. And once a firstborn is not dedicated to God, is dedicated to something else, he will have trouble. So as God wants the firstborn, he wants the first fruit too of every tree. He wants the first fruit of every income. Have you just started working? That first salary, don't touch it. Bring it to the house of the Lord. And then watch how rapid your promotion will be. Your promotion will be so rapid, you will receive special favor. I know a brother who listened to this kind of message some time ago. 7 years, no job. Then he got one. He had been borrowing money to go to work, transport. But in that place of work, they don't pay the first month. They pay the first 3 months in bulk. And he had this kind of message. Then they paid 3 months' salary after 3 months. The brother took the whole money and was going to give it as first fruit offering. And the devil was telling him, you will starve. How will you get to work? They say first fruit. Take just January out of this thing. The brother said, but this is the first salary. They paid it as a bulk now. The argument went on in his spirit. Later he decided, I give everything to the Lord. If I perish, I perish. He gave it to the Lord on Wednesday service like this. Everything. Everything to the Lord. Immediately the service closed. And he got outside there. His phone rang. It was his boss. Say, hello, how are you? By the time you left the office today, the managing director had tendered his resignation. Would you like to take over that position? He didn't know what to say. He was completely shocked. Just outside the gate. He said, yes, sir. He said, okay. See you tomorrow. By the time he got to the place of work the next day, he got a house, got a car, got a driver, and he got a special allowance. That's just the next day. The question is, supposing he listened to the devil that day, he will lose the blessing forever. Some of us block our own blessings. Some of us can pray serious witchcraft destroying prayer, but we are very stingy. And because of that, when you deal with the witchcraft power, deal with the one that is worrying your health, deal with the one that is worrying the children, but the one that is worrying your finances remains in place because you have not taken steps to dismantle it. I want you to understand this one very, very clearly. You say, how can I give a whole salary to God? The question is, what if you had not started that job? So the practice of first fruit offering and firstborn dedications can be traced to the foundation of many cultures in the world. What they call New Yam Festival in Nigeria is a corruption of the first fruit. What the Lord is saying is this. Every first animal, every first egg laid by your layers, every first animal brought forth by your poultry belongs to the Lord. If you do not give God your first fruit, listen very carefully, the others following behind will not be as profitable as they should be. So the first fruit will release promotion to you, will release leadership unto you, will release honor into your life. This is the secret that the devil has been hiding from the church. We some have been practicing and you see them prospering and you wonder, are these Christians? They are not praying as much as me, but how come they are so rich? It's because they understood the principle. The other time somebody was giving 25 cars to sell. He had no soul anywhere yet. He just looked around. He picked the very best and drove it to the house of God. And said, here are the keys. Here are the keys. When he surrendered that car, some people in his family, they criticize him. Say, you a whole Ijebu man? This is foolishness. It's foolishness. They gave you these things to sell. You're giving the first one off. You have not even sold any. That's what they said to him. They had given it to God. They asked him to sell them. All of a sudden, about a week later, the person who gave him the cars to sell said, hello, how are you? I said, fine. Have you sold those cars? I said, I just sold one. I said, you know what? Last week, he mentioned the date. He said, somebody called me and gave me a multi-million dollar contract. I said, so, you know what? Take the cars. Take all of them. Take them. Whatever you want, do with them. If you like, sell, you can keep the money. If you don't like, it was the turn of the brother to start crying. What if he did not give that first fruit? Will be struggling to sell them. Sometimes you will sell, people will not buy. You drive around, you see so many people selling cars. They park them there for years. Nobody wants to buy. Look at the book of Genesis chapter 4, verse 3. Genesis chapter 4, verse 3. Genesis 4, 3. Genesis 4, 3 says, and in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And what happened? And the Lord had respect unto Abel and unto his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering, he had no respect. And Cain was very wroth and his countenance fell. What Abel did was to give a first fruit offering. And it was automatically promoted above Cain. That is what happens to you when you give first fruit offering. Those of you who were here many years ago, when we began to print Pray Your Way to Breakthroughs, as a small booklet like this, we sold it for 50 naira. Then later we enlarged it a little bit until it became the current size. When the money for the book started coming in, we took part of the money, what we call the first fruit of it. And that first fruit was almost 50%, almost half of whatever was sold. And then we look for younger ministries around who were struggling and we give it to them that time. Look at what has become of Prayer Way to Breakthroughs. The same thing with prayer in. As the money comes in, the GO puts it back into the things of God. We've sold millions of those books now. As we put the money back, it comes back again. God begins to multiply it. As I'm talking to you here now, it's difficult for me to keep records of those who just read prayer in and they got blessed and they sent the GO a check. At least I can remember two clear occasions. I just got a check. This was about 3 years ago. Prayer in was maybe 500 naira or 1,000 naira or something like that. I got a check. It was posted to me with a letter. The man said, I bought this book. I've never attended Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministry before. And I've never met you before. But I promise God that if I pray from this book and I get a breakthrough, I will send the tithe of the breakthrough to the writer. And with that letter, beloved, this was 3 years ago, he put a check of 5 million naira. How much is bread? Praise the Lord. Even if you are paying the GOA salary, can you pay him 5 million in a month? So this is how God works. Put it back into his work. He multiplies it back to you. Billionfold. These are strategies. There are many Christians who are not as holy and prayerful as us, they have discovered. It's a spiritual law. That law does not want to know whether you are reading your Bible or you are sanctified. He doesn't want to know. It's a law. Once you follow the law, you get the benefit. But if you are now very prayerful and you are living a holy life, then you enjoy the benefit more. Your tithes have their own power. They will protect your income from spiritual robbers. And your tithe will keep the windows of heaven open for you. But your first fruit will determine your promotion. It will determine your increase. It will determine your growth. It will determine your expansion. It will determine the rate of your enlargement. Exodus 22. Exodus chapter 22. I read from verse 29. Exodus 22 from 29. Exodus 22, 29. Thou shalt not delay to offer the first fruit of thy ripe fruits and of thy liquors, the firstborn of thy sons shalt thou give unto me. Likewise shalt thou do with thine oxen and with thy sheep. 7 days it shall be with his dam, and the eighth day thou shalt give it me. The principle is very clear. God wants the firstborn, God wants the first fruit. This principle was handed over to the patriarchs. And then, as people key into this secret, miracles began to happen in their life. What that your first fruit, you take it to the man of God. Our early Pentecostal fathers who practiced this once, they obtained bountiful harvest. Unfortunately, we have corrupted the harvest. Harvest today, they just give envelope to anybody and to just come and dance and go away. The first fruit institution is as valid as the tithe. And you need to understand this very, very well. When you give that first fruit, it sanctifies every other thing you want to do. When we got into the University of Lagos, by the grace of God, I was able to get a scholarship to study in that university. Life was not as difficult as this then. That time, to feed yourself, breakfast, lunch, supper, for 3 months was 45 naira. It is not small food, though you eat until your belly is complaining. Those days, not now. When they gave me my own scholarship money, me, I had known this principle. The first one they gave to me, I quickly rushed it to the house of God. Many don't understand these principles. When I would begin to see the goodness of the Lord, was the first major examination that I had in that university. The most difficult examination in those days was a subject they call organic chemistry. That is organic chemistry 1, organic chemistry 2. And these subjects were so wide, it filled 2 big notebooks. Organic chemistry 1 is 1 big notebook, universal big notebook. The other one is in the big notebook, 2 big notebooks. And the system then was not the kind of system they use now. It is possible that everything you have read, they will test you just one day. 1 week to the exam of organic chemistry, my second notebook was stolen. And nobody was ready to put down their own. Everybody was busy reading. So I had only 1 notebook. Part 2, I cannot read. I felt bad. I said, what kind of thing is this now? I started praying. The Lord said, you read the one in your hand. So I took just organic chemistry 1. I sat down 9 p.m. and read it by 12 midnight. I'd finished reading it. I dropped it. And I went to sleep. Beloved, when I got to the examination hall the next morning, and I looked through all the questions, there was not a single question from the notebook that was stolen. And I started feeling sorry for the man who stole my book. Because I knew that he would have sat down to be reading it. So I didn't know that when it was stolen, God just wanted to remove my sweat, to remove my sweating unnecessarily. And beloved, by the time I will finish from that course, I came out in the first class. But many people don't understand the principles that the Bible is teaching us. I pray that the Lord will open our understanding. And you begin to see God as your banker. Then you begin to understand how to move when God wants you to move. If you are now ready for blessings of the first fruit, when you get a first salary, whatever they give to you, everything is the first fruit. And once you give that one, both your tithe and everything has been given, all of you, no deduction. But if you had planned, that is if you have planned for it. But if you do not plan for it, deduct your transport from it and then give the Lord the rest, that first salary, no matter how large it is. If you're a trader, at the end of January, sit down, calculate what profit you had made. Bring that profit to the Lord. That profit you brought to the Lord will now enlarge other profits throughout the year. If you have things, and you cannot calculate your profits, then the first major thing that you sell, bring it to the Lord. And then the others will begin to prosper. You are running something like a poultry. The first profit you make there, or when you sell all the first bonds, you bring it to the Lord. You're having an income, your first income for the year, bring it. If people give you gifts, the first gift you get this year, monetary, give it to the Lord as a first fruit offering. And watch what you will begin to do in your life throughout the year. These are secrets of the church, which the olden days Christians understood. They utilize it to maximum advantage. But we have neglected it. And then the enemy is able to move in and do all kinds of things with our finances, with our monies. And then we keep complaining all the time. I don't know why this is so. I don't know why that is so. I don't know why this is so. When you have little salary and you are able to sow the little salary, you are planning for maximum expansion. You are asking for maximum breakthrough. You are asking for maximum explosion. So that thing that you started little, you begin to move, until your barn will burst forth, like the book of the Proverbs says. And until the barns of many of us burst forth, we cannot truly be a blessing to those we should be a blessing to. These are the principles. So if you are giving your first fruit offering, what are the benefits you will derive from the Lord? Let me begin to explain the benefits to you one by one now. The first benefit you are going to derive, good health. That is, you won't be wasting your money with the doctors and with medicine and with this, with that. You won't be spending money for that which is not bread. That is why we keep telling people, if you don't pay your tithes, you will pay it to Pharaoh. I've seen an ordinary boil costing a man $500,000. He started as a small boil and he was trying to play around with it. He broke the head. The thing became big, big. He had to be admitted. They had to start dressing it and draining it, operating it. But it started with a boil. He cried to the Lord. Say, Father, what is happening? The Lord said, when last did you pay your tithe correctly? He said, it's because of the loan I took. God says, so you are using my own part to pay your loan. So this is why the boil has been required to withdraw the tithe. And it withdrew it. This is very sad. And it's what happens to Christians. Is that the story of that little girl? The father gave her two pennies. So put one in the offering and then use one for buy food. And as the little girl was going to church, bam, one of the coins fell into the gutter. She said, God, that's your money. It's gone. That's exactly how some of us behave. When you give your first fruit offering, then the money you have left is now holy. Not only that, it is subject to explosion and expansion. So, good health. Two, dominion prosperity comes into your camp. The kind of prosperity that dominates, the kind of prosperity that is unbeatable, comes into your camp when you give your first fruit offering. Three, it's uncommon favor. Uncommon favor. Doors will just open. Uncommon favor. And when you start moving in this arena, even those who do not like you will give unto you. They say, take, go. When you pay this first fruit offering. This is a very, very serious situation, which I want you to understand very, very well. Four, is uncommon promotion. Uncommon promotion comes away. They can give you threefold promotion, fourfold promotion. The kind of promotion that you'll be amazed that it could happen when you give it. It is very sad that in spite of all the programs we're running these days, television, crusades, conferences, counseling, books, Christians are still behind in some secrets they ought to know. The fifth thing that you get when you begin to put down your first fruit offering is that you will be promoted from largeness to explosion. There's a difference between something large and something explosive. You go from largeness to explosion. 6. The strangers will bow down to you and be generous unto you. Strangers will bow down unto you and be generous unto you when you give your first fruit offering. 7. 17 that happens when you give this kind of thing is that you will be a source of blessing to your children and your children's children. Because that thing you are giving will flow right to your generational line. We must begin to realize, beloved, that just as there are generational curses, there are generational blessings. So it flows right down to them when you do this. These are the benefits that you derive by this kind of operation. So it has its own agenda completely. Paying tithe has its own agenda completely. Seed offering has its own completely different agenda. And we must understand the techniques of how these things work and be able to key into it. Tonight, we need to pray some prayers here. Not only that, we need to understand that faith without works is dead. So don't say, well, I can't give, but I will pray. No, no matter how little. And like we've told you before, that God measures what you give by what you keep behind. God does not measure what you give by what you put down in the offering box. No. He measures what you give by what you are keeping back to yourself. That's how he will look at it. There have been situations, beloved, when we close our accounts. Close it, use it for the things of God. Nothing there again. But immediately that is done, God now arises again and begins to bombard us with all kinds of blessings. I want you to understand these principles. Before we now start praying, if you have any question on this topic, I open a few minutes for you to come forward and ask. Or write it, give it to any of our ushers, and they will bring it to us at the front here. You can come forward yourself and ask, or write it, then we'll be able to supply an answer. Put some volume on this microphone. I can't hear. Who's on this microphone? Put some volume there. I can't hear very well.
My name is Ngazi. I am not a member of this church. A friend invited me. I'm a Catholic. But I started coming here since last week. And I'm usually faithful towards paying my tithes. But I just received my first salary this January. And unfortunately, I divided it into two because a friend was going to get wedded. So I gave part of it to her as regards for the clothes I was to buy from her. And I feel terribly bad now because I would wanted to give the whole of the salary to God. But because of the wedding, I divided it and I gave her part of it. And I have part of it left though, and I've taken out my tithes. I already gave my tithe out. But I don't know what to do with the rest of it now. Maybe I should just give everything. I really feel like giving everything now.
So you have half of it now. And you've taken your tithe out of that. But you would still like to give your first fruit offering. Is that right? You would still like to give the first fruit offering. And when you get February salary, put back what you took away. Yes, yeah, bring it back, yes.
An individual who recently bought a commercial bus and he gave it out for driving. So he'll be given accounts, doing delivery of a particular amount and the work. So I want to know, sir, in giving a first fruit offering, is it the total amount that was realized from within the first, that's within the month, or the first money that the driver delivered? That's number one. Second, as somebody who is working and he earns his money on a daily basis. And giving his first fruit offering, how do he, was it the first money and the first day of this month, or the total amount of the money?
It depends on how much blessing you want. If you want small breakthrough with your downfall boss, then bring the first thing that the man brings home, the first boss fear that he brings home. But if you want maximum blessing, bring everything that you've collected in a month. The same thing with the daily paid worker. If you want, bring just the money for day one, one small blessing. But if I wear your shoes, I will lump the whole of the first month together and bring it. God bless you.
My question is, we have quite a number of organizations like banking institutions and some other organizations. It's in January they pay all the lump sums for the year. And I remember in the course of the sermon, you talked about the gentleman who was paid for the first 3 months all at once and gave everything. I would like to ask, what would you recommend? What is the standard in terms of when you have your pay this way? And then what would you recommend for a child?
You mean they pay the salary of 12 months in January?
All the allowances, the main allowances, not the basics. All the allowances, housing, transport, every other thing. They pay at the beginning of the year. And then they pay the basic salaries.
Just divide everything they give by 12.
Okay.
And bring the one over 12.
My own question is that, suppose you join a cooperative society and they have to deduct your contribution before giving your salary. Then some other deductions. Then
bring everything that is left after deductions.
So my own question is regarding those who are pensioners. Some of us have not been paid for the past 2 years. Now, how can we bring the first fruit for this month? Is it when we are paid, or whenever we are paid, the ones that is in arrears, we should bring it forth?
And whenever you are paid, bring the first fruit of that one. But right now, make sure you bring something.
Sir, as a student, how can I pay my first fruit and my tithe?
Don't you get pocket money? Tithe your pocket money and all those Christmas gifts they are given to you. Don't spend everything.
I am Engineer Debamowo. I have two questions. The first one is that Prophet Daniel Lukoya have not emphasized upon whether the firstborn, a man or a male or a female. Like me, my firstborn is a female. So, and the second one, I believe I understand clearly by the first fruit, now from what you have taught us, by saying that the profit is what we bring.
Exactly.
Okay, so the second one is what I want a clarification. My firstborn is a female. So how does she fit in to firstborn?
She fits in because she's firstborn.
Okay.
Bring her to the program. She's a firstborn. She must be there. Or stand in gap for her if she's not in the country.
Praise the Lord. I'm a teacher with the Lagos State Teaching Service Commission. Usually they pay us January salary in arrears, maybe towards the end of February. And I have decided to not to be left out, to bring in my December salary on the day of power must change. Is it right?
It's all right. It's right. That's correct.
Praise the Lord. My name is Martins. I have two questions. The first one is, I earn a salary, and we wish we are taught that we are to bring everything. I agree with that. But the second one is, somebody gave me something as a gift, and I'm supposed to sell it, which is quite an enormous amount of money. So when I finish selling it, am I still going to add it to my salary as a first fruit?
No, it's not. But is it the first gift you are getting in the year?
Not really.
So it's okay. No, you can just pay the tithe of that one.
Praise the Lord. This is my question. If somebody sow an agbada two to you, big one, that you identify where before, can you bring one to the for the first offering?
Go and sell it and bring the money. But if you decide to bring it, I'm sure we have pastors who can wear it. What the GO does not very keen.
Good evening, sir. My question is that if one pays the first fruit offering now, and one is a contract staff and they are doing staffing, maybe around April, then the one is now starved, mm-hmm. because the salary will definitely change.
Yes.
Is it the increase on after the normal money one normally collects, mm. the increment that the staffing will bring on it, is it that increment that one will bring? Or one will pay another, we will give the first fruit of that being a permanent staff now?
Exactly. You do the first fruit of the permanent contract so that all other things there will be okay. After if you're a contract staff, yeah. and then they permanent you, when you are a contract staff, you are not on normal salary. But when you now start normal salary, that the first normal salary is your first fruit offer for that position.
Not the increase.
Not the increase. Mm.
Then again, if one now later in the year gets a better job, mm-hmm. then that well, we won't give the old offering the salary.
Yes, so if you go and get another job and it's better, so too. Pay the first fruit.
Sir. This is my question. I've not, number one, I've not heard about first or fruit. I've not heard someone about it before. The first gift that I was given this year, money, I've spent it. Then I owe a school. Maybe this is what has been affecting my business. I own a school. The first pupil that paid this year, this section, my first teacher that I saw, collected out of it because he was sick. Then I used some of it for my daughter's sickness too. I just removed tithe out of it. The remaining, is it the one I will bring for first offering now? Or I will just make sure I look for money to complete that first fee that I collected?
Yes, you have to complete that first one.
Then, sir, the school fees that I'm collecting, yeah. how do I remove my tithe from it? Is it after removing teacher's salary and other running expenses that I will now remove the tithe or
yes.
from the whole money?
When you take out your running expenses, then take out your tithe.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. This is my question. I'm asking this question about my mom. We had an argument about this week. And she used to say, this is my year of breakthrough. And she doesn't want to pay first fruit. For the past 2 months now, they've not paid their salary. And they are already debts on ground. Number one. Number two, the debtors are already harassing her. She's doing a part-time program at Yaba Tech. And she had to, from her boss, away to pay her school fees. Now, they'll be paying them end of this month, January. And there's 70% probability that they will not pay them the full salary. Now, how can she remove the first fruit from what they will pay her when debtors are already harassing her and everything? How can she move the first fruit from the salary they'll be paying her at the end of this month?
The reason debtors are harassing her is because she's not paying. They are paying her for 2 months. She should take the first one, the one for the first month, and give it as first fruit.
Praise the Lord. I've been worrying about this, but I glorify the name of the Lord for this moment. I collect a loan in the office. But now I'm getting my loan divided into two, and my salary divided into two because of the loan I get in the office. The loan is going to end by the February. Can I still bring the half salary for as a first fruit?
You go and top it up in February.
Yes. You bring the full salary.
Bring half now. Bring another half again in February to complete a whole.
Thank you, sir.
Praise the Lord. I'm Rayemi Ajiwe by name. Gio, sir, my question is, the first one is in connection with what my sister have just asked about changing job from a small salary to a higher one. I think that one has been answered. Secondly, sir, like many of us in most organizations, we have some deductions where we collect the pay slip. Now, will it be faithful to me to give what is being paid to my account as net pay? Or, to be faithful, I have to make up with the deduction at source as my first fruit.
It's whatever comes into your hand directly.
Okay, irrespective of what is being deducted.
Yes, what is available to you.
Praise the Lord. My name is Lawrence Ubukoro. Sir, I want to know, I'm not a salary earner. I have a workshop. I established a workshop. And the first fruit that touched my hand is after the night vigil, which is not a solid money. I have some money in the bank, which I've been keeping since last year. Sir, as this preaching of first fruit was going on, I was thinking maybe I should go and withdraw some money from it. But today preaching is different. So the question now is that, can I withdraw everything and use it as a false fruit? Because if I said I should use all the money I've been seeing this month, I cannot gather it together.
It depends on how much explosion you want.
Okay.
If you want mighty explosion, you can give as much as you can.
Sir, I have two questions. My first question is that my dad once told me that if you want to pay your tithe, before you take any token amount out of that tithe, out of the salary you earn, you must first of all, remove the tithe. And sometimes it occurs that one will have to make some expenses before you pay tithe. Is it true?
The first thing, your father was right.
My second question is that in this case of first fruit offering, I won't be around to attend the palm exchange and I'll be paid immediately after the palm exchange and program due to the work I do. And I won't be around, so how will I pay it?
We put it in an envelope and you label it first fruit offering and put it in the offering.
Sir, my question is in two fold. I'm a landlord and I'm also an agent. The first question is, this year, the first money I made was nothing. So I do not intend to give a stipend. So I'm not asking, and that money has been spent anyway. But I'm now saying, if I'm to pay, can I pay something that is tangible, that is by the time it is the end of the month?
Yes, depending on how big you want your blessing to be, yes.
Okay, the second question is, as a landlord, I have tenants that pay me only in January because their rent is due, their rent gets due in December. So they've been paying rent in the past. When they pay this January, would that also stand as a first fruit of offering as per tenancy?
Are they paying for the whole year in January or just January alone?
No, they pay for the whole year.
Then divide by 12 and bring...
That's as per the rent. Mm-hmm. But if I make any other thing as an agent, I can also bring as much as I desire.
Exactly.
My name is Ajibola Mary. Apart from my salary, I'm a teacher presently. I engage in private lesson. And the money I realize from the private lesson is more than my salary, which is my first fruit offering. Then apart from that, I guess I will be quitting the job this January because of service February. And I guess I would need some money. Then, apart from that, the money for last term lesson will be paid tomorrow, which is my first fruit offering.
Your first fruit offering as a teacher is the salary you earn as a teacher in January. Your first fruit offering as a lesson teacher is whatever you are paid in January as a lesson teacher.
My first fruit this year, the work I did, it is the money someone hold me last year that he first paid to me, which is $5,000. And now that I heard the message today, there is a particular work that I did today. So I have told my wife now that we are not going to hit again. All the money... I've told my wife that all the money we have in the house...
He will eat in Jesus' name. I'm saying he will
eat. Including the one that I work for today. So we are going to gather everything together to pay.
I'm sure by tomorrow your breakthrough will start.
Please, sir, I want to ask a question. Can we tell our friends who are not a member of this church to participate in this?
Of course. We're going to advertise. Of course, they can participate. If they want to be blessed or you want them to be blessed.
Praise the Lord. My name is Johnson. The first host I received this year is gift, and I have paid tithe for it. And the second one is gift. I have paid tithe for it before I take my salary, and I have paid tithe for it. Which one will I use for as first fruit?
You are supposed to use your first gift as first fruit offering, and your first salary as first fruit offering. But if you have already spent the first gift, you either return it or just pay your first salary. It depends on whether you want bigger gifts this year.
Praise the Lord. Ati gbatara mi o ti ya mi le sise oja ti mo ta mi le ta sugbon awon omo lo ma se ni owo si mi mo de ba be lowo kun ni kan omo bi ni kan money ko ye ki yo da mewa ninu owo yin oni eni ti o sise oni ko so ida mewa ati gba yen ni le ba so ida mewa ore ni kon ni mo deda.
She has not been working for some time due to ill health, and all that she spends money is being sent to her by her children. But somebody told her that since she's not working, she's not supposed to be paying tithe, that she's supposed to pay offerings alone.
She's supposed to be paying tithe on whatever the children send to her.
Sir, is it compulsory that the first fruit must be in February, in January?
No. Or? No, it's not compulsory as far as first fruit.
Okay. What about somebody that have just gotten a job recently and he paid his first fruit? Is it compulsory that the person must still pay this one?
He has already paid.
And last year,
I don't understand.
Someone that got job last year September and he paid first fruit. Is he going to partake in this one and pay another first fruit in January?
Yes, for the year. That is for 2007 to open doors for you. 2007, you have to pay that. In fact, you are working wonderfully under the grace, because you are Abraham's children, and we sing Abraham's blessings are mine. So, if you want the blessing of Abraham, you do what Abraham did.
I want to take myself as an example for this question. Like now, I'm an events manager. We do organize these events once a while. But while waiting for these events, I do other business. Like now, my first major event is coming by February. Though for the this month of January, I've been doing some small business, which, if it comes to the first fruit offering, I can. But what's going to happen now? Because my major events as regards my business is coming on the February.
Bring something for that program as a symbol, no matter how small. Then when the first fruit is ready, bring it.
Daddy, in the course of wanting to give everything, my January salary, I decided to ask for my annual leave allowance, which has been paid to me, and I've paid my tithe out of it. My question now is, the annual leave allowance comprises of the 12 months in the year. So am I going to prorate it to pay the January annual leave?
That's all right. Once you've tied that one, that's okay, but you have to bring the first fruit. Praise the Lord. Sir, if I'm a student and I've not gotten any admission, and my parents don't always give me pocket money, can I sell my phone to pay the first fruit offering? Yes. You can sell your phone and sew it. You will discover that later, you will have plenty of phones to use. I'm a pensioner. Our last pension was paid in September last year. I've prepared this for my first fruit. Is this acceptable, sir? Yes, it is acceptable. Sir, if my Christmas bonus and my 2006 arrears is made together with my January salary, am I going to pay everything or pay only January salary? You tithe the others and bring your January salary as first fruit. Sir, the last month's salary was collected this month. Could that be my first fruit offering this year? Yes, cool, if you want it to. If you are not working at all, how will you pay your first fruit offering? Any small thing they give to you, use it. I'm a member in Abuja, but I'm in Lagos. I'll be going back for Bali. Where will I pay my tithe for December? Pay your tithe at wherever you are at that time when you get it. This first fruit, are we going to be praying every year? Yes. Can one pay the first fruit before that day? Yes, but put it in an envelope and label it well. Can I give my children their allowance before paying my first fruit offering? Yes, they too will pay their own. I have money in the bank for business. How do you pay first fruit offering? Make up your mind what you want to do on that day. God will help you. When you get a new job, your first income is your first fruit offering. When you start a new year, your first salary is your first fruit offering for that year. If they are paying you housing allowance in bulk, just tithe it, or divide by 12, anyone. Once you are paying the first fruit offering for the month, the tithe is already included, so the tithe is not separate again. We're a couple, and we want to know if a spouse can give his or her first fruit offering on behalf of the family. This is because we are newly married and we have used a lot of money for our wedding. Make sure you give your first fruit offering. God will provide for you for whatever you've spent for your wedding. And if anybody, you know, if you borrow your tithe, when you pay it back, the Bible says you have to add 1/5 to it. So that's why it's not good to borrow things like tithes. You not only pay the tithe back, you add 1/5 again. So we have to be very careful not to start borrowing from it. Praise the Lord. Tonight, right there where you are, I'd like you to bow down your head. Bow down your head. And what I want you to do is to first of all confess your sins to the Lord. If you know you have not been faithful with your even normal tithes and offerings, confess it to the Lord. And make a vow before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords that you will be faithful as from now on. And if you need to make a restitution, tell the Lord the kind of restitution you want to make so that He can open uncommon doors of breakthroughs to your life. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.